The Postal Service's Board of Governors meeting opened with an ominous statement by Chairman Lou Giuliano.
Our ongoing financial situation has reached the point of becoming a real, now, cash crisis. As things stand today, the Postal Service will not have adequate cash to meet all of its financial obligations by the end of our fiscal year, September 30th.
Giuliano says there's no way the Postal Service can make the $5.5 billion payment due next month to the Federal Employees Retirement System. Postal officials say they've already paid too much, but under law, cannot get their money back. Now Giuliano says they won't pay any more.
The board decided not to make these payments as a way of ensuring the operations of the Postal Service will continue smoothly, that we can continue to make payroll and continue to get the mail delivered. While it's not easy to make a decision to publicly default like that, we're left with no viable alternatives under the law.
The Postal Service is supposed to operate like a private firm, but it has certain public obligations. That's why Postmaster General Pat Donahoe says Congress needs to untie its hands.
Let us operate like a business. Give us the flexibility that everybody else has. It's incredibly important for the future of the Postal Service, especially in regards to retiree health benefit mandates.
Donahoe says he's cautiously optimistic that Congress will pass a bill to give the Postal Service more control over its money and operations. But both leading bills are still stuck in committee. Senators Tom Carper and Susan Collins have sponsored a measure to let the Postal Service get some money back from the retirement system, slim down its retail network, and cut Saturday deliveries. House Oversight Committee Chairman Daryl Issa wants to create committees that would be able to restructure the Postal Service's finances and recommend organizational changes. Board Chairman Giuliano says legislation is only part of the solution.
They would be a big help in a move to profitability over the next couple of years. But it doesn't stop there. As we look at the forecasts on a longer-term basis, we still have much work to do in restructuring our networks and all the implications that that has, and making other changes in the organization and the way we address the marketplace.
The Postal Service has cut 3,400 delivery routes over the past 4 months and will keep getting smaller. In the same period, it's shed nearly 2,000 administrative jobs through retirements, and it's considering closing thousands of small post offices. Yet that's overshadowed by news that the Postal Service has lost $5.7 billion in the first 9 months of the fiscal year, or $300 million more than at the same time last year. Officials blame it on the continued decline in first-class mail as people do more and more business online, and the poor economy. But Postmaster General Donahoe says all is not doom and gloom.
One of the sayings I enjoy from Mark Twain is that line that says, "The reports of my demise have been greatly exaggerated." And the Postal Service has had its share over the last couple of months in the media about lamenting and predicting the demise of mail. And the reality of our business and this industry is quite different.
The Postal Service's silver lining is that more people are using its packaging and shipping services, but it doesn't have a lot of time to shore up its finances. Lawmakers have left Washington for their recess and won't be back until just days before the Postal Service's piggy bank is set to run dry. In Washington, Emily Kopp, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.